It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Every day in America, 44,000 people have an asthma attack, and this time of the year, it's crazy what's going on in the spring and the pollen, and things are blooming and blowing all over the place. You know, even the dandelions are going into their puffy phase and blowing all over. You see the cottonwoods. For somebody suffering from asthma, this has to be a kind of a nightmare time of the year. My guest is Dr. Randall Brown. He's the director of the asthma programs at the Center for Managing Chronic Disease at the University of Michigan. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brown. Speak about asthma a little bit and what's going on with people and managing it.
Hi, Melanie. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for your question. May is Asthma Awareness Month, and we know in the United States that we have over 25 million Americans now who suffer from asthma. That's about one in every 11, one in every 12 households. As you mentioned, 44,000 people today will have an asthma attack. 36,000 children will miss school, and 27,000 adults today will miss work. So this is a major public health concern and a real problem with families, for families in the United States. Asthma.
Go ahead. Well, and when people have these kinds of attacks that so many people will have today, do we first, I mean, there's rescue inhalers out there, and there's you know, things that you have that you keep in case. But is there a way to kind of define your triggers and stay away from them, or is there just no getting away from it at this time of year?
No, I think you're absolutely right. Families know, patients with asthma know, that asthma has personality. And so my asthma is different from your asthma, is different from someone else's asthma. And that's why earlier this year in January, GetSmartAboutAsthma.com was launched. Basically, because yes, asthma is a disease of inflammation of both large and small airways, but it is also every bit as much a disease about communication. And we want families to have a better understanding, taking a deeper dive into what actually happens with asthma and the asthma condition. Understand their triggers. Understand, as you mentioned, what their symptoms are and what those symptoms mean. Understanding what the medicines are, not only the rescue medicines, but in particular how they might control asthma. And that's the basic expectation here. Even if you have, and this is important for your listeners, even if you have severe asthma, the expectations are no missed school, no missed work, being as fully active as you want to be, and visiting GetSmartAboutAsthma.com is going to help patients and families connect better with their physicians, getting to their doctor and asking the right questions, having the right kinds of conversations.
Well, when we go to Get Smart About Asthma, so what will we expect to find there? Is, you know, if you want families to learn to control it, as you say, and to work together as a family for whoever is suffering from this, what will they take from it? What will they find there that can help them with, you know, with controlling it on a daily basis?
Yes, GetSmartAboutAsthma.com does offer basic information for patients and caregivers about asthma. But what's unique about the site is that it drills down, it allows for families and patients and clinicians to have better understanding about what to do. On the website, there are downloadable toolkits to help manage asthma. Asthma is a disease that comes and goes. It is a chronic inflammatory disease, yes, but it does have peaks and valleys, and sometimes it offers attacks or gives you problems when it wants to, not when you want to. So you need a roadmap. You need action plans, management plans, symptom trackers. At GetSmartAboutAsthma.com, there are tips for managing asthma and materials to help patients and their caregivers have better conversation with their healthcare providers about facts about their own asthma that are particularly helpful in managing this condition.
Well, so now, Dr. Brown, give us some of your best advice here on managing asthma, some of the common triggers, the pollens. Can we keep them out of our house? I mean, is there any way to shutting the window work? Give us some of your best advice on actually dealing with this.
Yes. Much of asthma can be, as you've implied, Melanie, can be allergic. Sometimes it's non-allergic based. This time of year, we are seeing lots of pollen, and folks are having allergies cause asthma symptoms. Most important thing that families can understand is what are the symptoms of asthma? Cough and cough alone, wheeze, chest tightness or shortness of breath, or any combination of the above are symptoms of asthma. And if it's occurring in a recurrent fashion, if it's happening again and again, for example, during this time of year, then it's important to talk to your doctor about maybe this could be asthma. Is this asthma, doctor? I would say. The other point that's important is that understanding what your trigger is important. So allergen avoidance, expensive filters for your home, cleaning the ductwork may not be important if that particular environmental trigger is not what you're allergic to. So having some understanding about what your allergies may be, whether it's pollen, tree pollen, grass pollen, maybe it's animal dander, maybe it's dust or mold. Other folks, their asthma is triggered by exercise or change in weather, cold air, strong odors, perfumes, colognes, these sorts of things. So each individual has a unique set of triggers that causes the inflammation in the small and large airways of the lung that causes this asthma concern. The important thing to know by going to GetSmartAboutAsthma.com is that this disease is controllable. You know, Melanie, 18% of the United States Olympic team in 2008 had asthma. So
I actually happen to know that, and it is an amazing number, and it's amazing that they were able to accomplish, Dr. Brown, what they were. And you mentioned, you know, your triggers and exercise-induced asthma notwithstanding. What about physical activity during this high asthma season?
You know, a lot of folks approach asthma as thinking, well, I can't do because I have asthma. I can't run. I can't climb. I can't walk as far. But what we know about asthma and the extent to which we can control it, and this is not a fact for just some, this is what all Americans, all 25 million Americans with asthma must know, is that because you have asthma, it's almost more important that you're exercising. Exercise allows you to tell more about your body before things get really bad. So having a conversation with your doctor, understanding that there are great Olympic athletes like Apollo Ono, for example, who do great things, do wonderful, achieve world records and Olympic medals, despite the fact that they have asthma, understand that they are not to sit on the sideline. If you have asthma, exercise should be almost considered part of your treatment plan.
Well, it certainly should. And this time of the year in May is Asthma Awareness Month. The website is GetSmartAboutAsthma.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Randall Brown. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. And I hope that you'll stick with us. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.